vachitaura pamusangano waitwa kuHarare Agriculture.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2023 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kuyaxokozela iZimbabwe kulandela impumelo yokhetho ecothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community City Pesity. Kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho lweZimbabwe. Kulengcwethi ezicubungula ezombuzazwe lamagweda abazimeleyo abathi kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyeke udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethondaba ngesiphangiphangi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community Besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho leZimbabwe okunqobe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Intatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kwele Botswana.
Abamabandla aphikisayo angaphansi komanyano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change balobele umnumzana Elias Makhosi unobhala jikelelo we-SADC besithi kumela kulungisiswe udaba lokhetho eZimbabwe. Umkhokheli webandla le-UDC kuphalamende umnumzana Ditapelo Kiorapetsi uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba i-SADC yenze umhlangano lo.
We call on SADC to convene an emergency summit.
Sithi akube lo mhlangano ngesiphangiphangi ozangena inkokheli yamazwe awe-SADC ukuze kukhulunyiswane phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe kukhetho olube yinhlekisa ngamafitshane kakade kungelakhetho.
UKiorapetsi uthi umhlangano lo kumele uthaphe imbono kazulu kweleZimbabwe ukuze kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili.
The summit should accordingly engage Zimbabwe civil.
Umhlangano we-SADC kumele ube nenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kodwa kanye labezombusazwe kukhangele ukuthi kuqhushwe olunye ukhetho olutsha oluzabe lulandela imithetho yokubumba ukhetho oluqondileyo.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisa kwele Zambia le-Socialist Party lithi alihambelani lombono wamabandla akwele Botswana. Umsekeli kanobhala jikelelo we-Socialist Party umnumzana Antonio Manza ekhuluma lomsakazo lo uthe bayamukela ukukhethwa kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And we find it very strange that an opposition political party in another country would want to push an agenda to fight the outcome.
Thina sithi i-SADC ingakutshayi ndiva lokhu okucelwa ngamabandla aphikisayo kwele Botswana. Siyazi ukuthi amazwe angentshonalanga kade efuna ukuthi kube lotshintsho kuhulumende weZimbabwe.
Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi kababoni ukuthi umanyano we-SADC uzathatha inyathela bani noma nje iqula lenhlanganiso leli khombe ukuthi ukhethwa eZimbabwe belungakhululekanga. Enye yalezi ncwethi ezimeleyo ngumnumzana Zenzo Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi i-report noma ngithi mina i-final report ye-observation yabo izabe isingathi ithe toned down a bit, ingafani ngamashela leyo ebhalwe i-preliminary report. Ngicabanga ukuthi kulamanye amagama abazawatshintsha bawasebenzise angathi alobu diplomacy phakathi, izatshintsha kancane okuzakwenza ama-heads of state bangayiboni ngendlela leyo abantu abacabanga ukuthi bazoyibona ngakhona.
Iqula labahlole ukhetho lweZimbabwe bengaphansi komanyano we-SADC ebelikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nevus Mumba wakwele Zambia lichothoze indlela oluqhutshwe ngayo. Bathe lwephule isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe njalo leziqondiso zokuqhuba ukhetho emazweni akuzansi kwezwekazi le-Africa. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe uMnangagwa uthole amavoti aphezu kwengxenye ekhulwini, i-52%, kwathi umnumzana Nelson Chamisa webandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change wathola ayisilinganiso sowamachumi amane lane ekhulwini, i-44%. Mnangagwa utshele intatheli zindaba eHarare ngesonto ukuthi uyajabula kakhulu ukuthi ukhethiwe njalo wagcizelela ukuthi ukhetho belukhululekile okumangalisayo. Kodwa uChamisa uthi kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngiSauron kwele Botswana.
Kule ncwadi yesicubungulayo zombusazwe lamagweda azimeleyo athi Kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyike udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi ukuze kwazakale ingqubekela phambili. Kodwa ibandla le-ZANU-PF lithi akulabo bufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Kubika uMlondolozi Zindlovu.
Igqwetha elizimeleyo uMnumzana Thaddeus Ncube uthi ibandla eliphikisayo kumele liphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba ngokushesha.
Abamabandla aphikisayo nxa bengavumelani lempumelo yokhetho amadala akhona, amadala ayenzelwa khonoko. Kodwa nxa behambe emadale behambe bele case, ngoba bengahamba bengela case bengela lobufakazi bakhonoko abathi yikho kwenza impumelo yokhetho bengayivumi, bazadliwa. Ngesilungu kuthiwa he who alleges must prove.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngelinye igqwetha uMnumzana Kuda kwaShindebele, yena othi kumele baye emthethwandaba becele uZulu ukhetho luphindwe.
Vele into esikisele ngani kuthiwa bayavuma kubuyele kulilani kuphela kube ngama-presidential election, presidential kuphela nje, kungabi nabo-MP nabo-councillor. Kubonakala ophumayo ukuthi ngubani phakathi kwabo bobabili labo, kuphela nje mathupha, ngoba hayi singafuna ukuye court isikhathi futhi ilizwe lokhu liyabe lingakabuyeli, liyabe lokhu libuyele emuva.
UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya, ingcweti ecubuka ezombusazwe ezimele, uthi kunobufakazi obuningi obuveza ukuba ukhetho lolu kaluqhushwanga ngemfanelo.
Umumo lomkhathi wezombusazwe kukakhulu mayelana lokhetho olusanda kwedlula kawumanga kuhle lapha eZimbabwe. Ye, abasekeli bomzana Emmerson Mnangagwa bathi umongameli wabo unqobile. Kolunye uhlangothi abasekeli bebandla eliphikisayo elikamzana uNelson Chamisa bayala. Kukhanya njengoba yena uChamisa esekelwa yiSADC, i-EU le-AU, sekuqonde khona emadaleni ukuze kuguqulwe impumelo yokhetho.
UMnumzana Ashley Funye, ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi kumele ibandla le-CCC lithole ubufakazi obuqotho kunhlanganiso i-Southern African Development Committee. Kodwa ilunga le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi akunabo ubufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho kaluqhutshwanga kahle.
Hayi, lokho vele kuyize. Ngabantu nje abaphomba ukuzama ukubambelela etshanini, akulanto ekhona, into abayikhulumayo ayinale evidence. Lokho esithi imali ama-V11 abalawo, kodwa bebethuba lokuthi bebe lama-polling agents uma stations wonke eZimbabwe nxa bezehlulekile. Hayi, lakho abakwenzayo ikupepetsha nje okungayindawo. Yindaba bengathi barigiwe kobulawayo lapha abawine khona ama-council lama-member of parliament wonke. Angezwa yena oyedwa owinileyo ekhethweni lakobulawayo othi election le irigiwe.
UMnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli se-CCC, uyakuphikisa lokhu.
Kabekezele, kodwa sonke sibekwazi ukuthi asisaphindi sibuyele kuZimbabwe desikiyo before the 23rd of August 2023. Lapho esiya khona sesiya phambili, akusoze kuphinde kufana nelizwe lazi, ngisoze to never be the same again after the 23rd of August. Ngenxa yokuthi uMnangagwa kawina.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkosana Dlamini uthi kusobala ukuba akulalutho oluzaphuma emthethwandaba, ngakho-ke abantu kabathengisele emgwaqweni besola okwenziwa ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Ukutshengisela ezitaladeni yisona sigqokoqela okwamanje, yilicebo okwamanje.
Umanyano we-MTC Alliance owakhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nelson Chamisa waphanyeka impumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngomnyaka ka-2018. Idale le-Constitutional Court lathi uMnangagwa nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngimele i-27 ngiseHarare, uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Silokhu sithi kudaba olufanayo, ibandla le-United Zimbabwe Alliance elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valario oncintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lithi ukhetho lolu belungakhululekanga, ngakho alusoze libe lethemba lempumelo yalo. Ukhetho lolu lusolwe ngamanye amabandla ezombusazwe kuqela le-CCC, le-MDCT lanxa eleZANU-PF lisithi belukhululekile. Asizweni umbono kaMnumzana Chilumbu Mudenda olilunga leMthokazi Republic Party ephatheke kulolu khetho.
Uchamisa katesu kutu ulama V11 forms to produce as evidence kutu warigwa. There is nothing of that, nature. What happened kutu is NPF rigged the delimitation process and other electoral process. So wonke loko agula evidence. Nama irregularities, that's those are technical issues. So it's a wastage of time, especially in Kumanfe Makebele and Wolf, Abafotere, ITCC. They never hope to be able to keep his NPF to do that. That is what we record. But the outcome remains the same. What is needed? You put it. Yes, can't do that like Monzora. A ambisa application in a court to nullify the proclamation in a date of my election. The CC was found supporting Israel PF on the other hand. They said my election should not be cancelled. It's unconstitutional.
Ulobu Fagazubani, Obogutti, Ivan Dale CCC, Alila Mavi Levin, Loguem Tetuandabago Sose, Wupati.
Ufakazi uthi display ama V11 forms lawana ivele ku media akulandaba and uye ufakazi ukuthi kwezinye indawo you didn't see uthi ama candidate why ngela ama agents where is he going to get those V11 forms evidence
guys silo lodwa ibandla lesisi elitsho njalo sibonile inhlanganiso zomhlaba leza kuzwekazi le Africa zisithi hayi ukhetho lolo aluqhotshwanga ngemfanele
mina engivumelana lakho ukuthi ukhetho zero always Zimbabwe aluzakelwe Lube free and fair. But the opposition was not supposed to wait for our observers to come and determine what the limitation process was flawed. The opposition would have led the process. You advocate, no, we cannot get into this election because of these flawed processes.
Njengoba sokwenzakele kuyini abangakwenza kathesi
ama MPs ngathi ukuthi bona baqinisele ukuthi uketo alizanga kwabe kuhle bengahambe phala manje they must be in solidarity with the masses sase sonke they cheese and pay us in political action yefunakala last time in 2013 uTsvangirai walwa bacela uChamisa laba ukuthi no lingasaye eParliament njengoba izani ichonjile uketo but ungaqali sase hamba this our constitutional right so within the opposition that some now they are being delayed ukuthi be inauguration is wasting our time. They denounced that. So that's the same scenario.
Njengebandla lemthakazi Republic Party lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakele. Lalabo abanye benu abancintisileyo abanganqobanga. Sibonile kodwa lezaphuleni elisile ukuthatha nje isihlalo esisodwa.
Second genocide origin emathebeleleni ebangelwa ngama opposition parties angakhuluma iqiniso belokho beqila abantu bakithi from 2000 besithi zayikhiphizana bebuye bekhulume ngendaba zebhukura hunti nxa besemathebeleleni nxa bengibo ngala bakhulume ngendaba yebhukura hunti yibo kathesi abarobhiweyo abantu bemathebeleleni emashonaland they voted for ZANU-PF sasibatshela ukuthi abantu labeli batrustayo kwabasozi belisenta only what you are doing is to help their representatives their bootleakers abasemathebeleleni ababayengayo ukuthi votenisile ngama MPs zihamba zisiyatshontsha Council. Self-determination agenda is the only solution to the predicament, to the situation pervading our cities as the people of Matebelele. Nevanda, upele liko kewa unko disimoyo. Hilo upele edile revolutionary agenda that is orchestrated to restore what belongs to us. Loko kwa mabanda, wempumalang is the wastage of time. Ye, abasi votelanga, but we don't blame them again because of the confusion. Ye, abalaba, laba, basi mwicho jizimai. Ye, makansili, njibaba, ropa, bantu bagitu.
Watu voninga niba ndale MRP kunengi elingakugqula ngokuba sephalamende nakuma council kuphela.
We are equipped by the constitutional provision of devolution of power. Siyabe silamandla ukukontrola izigaba zethu without the interference of the central government. So nxa sikuma councils will be determining everything. Sesikwazi ukuthi if we got a hotel in Victoria Falls, that hotel must employ abantu bona fide abantu be Victoria Falls abantu be Wangi 7906. Onga yenziko noko, di hotela leo gai tuti hambe Harare, we have got the right to revoke ama operator's license to any company area operator within our area of jurisdiction. So sikuma councils and the parliament already have specified it is.
Lo ngumnumzana Thilumbo Mutenda olilunga lemthokazi Republic Party obexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile mhlanga we Studio 7 esebhinga. Abesifazana abangamajumi ayisikhombisa 70 bancintise kukhetho oluqhutshwe kuviki edluleyo kuzihlalo ezilikhulu lamajumi amabili 120 kwanqoba abangamajumi amabili lanye lane 24 njalo wesifazane oyedwa obekukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe unkosikazi Elizabeth Valario kanqobanga uAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umhlaba jikelele lezizalwane zakuleli zikhathazekile ngenani eliphansi labesifazana abenelise ukunqoba ukhetho uma kuqathaniswa lokhetho oludlule luka 2018. Isakhamusa kobulawa inkosazana Bekezela Mguni uthi ukhathazekile ngenani eliphansi elingene kukhetho.
Siqede ukudlula ekhethweni mhlaka 23 August 2023, and nxa sikhangela njengenhlanganiso esebenza nabantu abangomama, inani labantu abangomama abangenele lolu khetho beluphansi kakhulu ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo, kodwa esokuqala esikhangelwayo isizathu se-nomination fee, imali okumele uyibhadale ukuze ungenele ukuba ngu-MP kumbe ukuba ngu-president. Ngeyinye yezizathu encindezela abantu abangomama ukuthi babe yingxenye kulolu khetho.
Unkosazana Sichelesile Mahlangu onqobe esigabeni sephumula kobulawayo laye ukhala ngokwehla kwenani labesifazana abenelise ukuphatheka lokunqoba kukhetho lwalonyaka.
Nxa ngithi ngiyakhangela indlela omama okwenzakale ngakhona, angilakujabula ngoba besikhangele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kumbe omama behlulekile, ngabe sithole lobo mama bafika kumbe kubo-90, but nxa ngikhangela sithole only 21 edalele ephalamende, njalo even kuma-councils ethu omama babebalutshwane kakhulu. Ngingazi ukuthi omama besabeni kumbe kube yikhona okuyana esikujayeleyo ukuthi omama balokwesaba kumbe balokwethuselwa bahle bayesaba ukuthi baye phambili.
Umqondisi we-Girls Table, inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abasakhulayo, unkosazana Samukeliso Chuma uthi abangene ngokuvotelwa edale bangamashumi amabili lanye.
Bakithi mina akula okuningi engingakutsho ngodaba lolu lokuthi kule nani elilutshwana. Inani labo mama abakhethiwe ukhetho oludlulileyo akumelanga lisethuse. This should not be shocking to us. Angeke sikhangele inani eliphezulu kubomama ephalamende, amabandla ezombusazwe wona ehluleka ukubakhetha kuqhutshwa ama-primaries. We cannot start talking about women being elected into office when we failed to practice internal democracy within ama political parties. So amelanga kusethuse.
Inombolo ezikhulunywa unkosazana Chuma yizo njalo ezikhulunywa iZimbabwe Gender Commission, njalo bathi basaphakathi kokuhlolisisa besebenza neZimbabwe Electoral Commission ukuthi batsho ukuba abesifazana abanqobe kukhetho lwekhansili bangaki, ngoba okwamanje abakabi lenani lelo. Lonyaka abesifazana abangu-70 bangene bancintisa kuzihlalo ezingu-210 zedale lephalamende, okuyisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini, kuqathaniswa labesilisa abangu-637. Ngo-2018 kwaba labesifazana abangu-237, okuba yisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini, 14.4%, kuthi abesilisa baba yi-1648 ngomnyaka ka-2018. Kwaba lamabandla angu-55 angena kukhetho, kuthi lonyaka kube langu-19 elilodwa lakhona limelwe ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio obengowesifazana oyedwa phakathi kwabesilisa abalichumi njalo kanqobanga kulolu khetho. Ngimele umsakazi we-Studio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyongena kusigaba esilandelayo, siye sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Robert Shonov owayesebenza esigodlweni sawalemelika kweRussia okuthiwa wathapha imbiko yezomvikela ongekho emthethweni ube umiswe emthethwandaba namuhla. Elemelika lithi eleRussia libophe uShonov ongekho emthethweni. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abeReuters. Akwaziwa ukuba okuphi omele eleFrance kweleNiger kulandela isinqumo sabathuthuna intambo zombuso ebathi kumele aphume aphele kulelo lizwe. Bayingcosana abantu abahlolwa amazinyo kabili ngomnyaka njengalokhu okukhuthazwa ngabenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association ethi kuqakathekile ukwenza lokhu. abantu abaningi bathi kabanelisi ukuya kubodokotela ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe, kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unkosikazi Jetha Kaparo leminyaka yokuzalwa engamajumi ayisithupha uthi kazihluphi lomndeni wakhe ukuyahlolwa amazinyo ngoba kabanamali. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Innocent Denga, laye othi kazihluphi ngokuyahlolwa amazinyo njalo. Unkosikazi Cherish Nemakonde ukusimo esifanayo.
Kunehamba vile sekungasayenzi ukuba la mazinyo amagams la kwabe sekuphuma amathumba.
Unkosikazi Lindiwe Sibanda uthi abantu abaningi baqakathekisa ukuthenga ukudla hatshi ukuyahlolwa amazinyo.
Amazinyo aqakathekanga ke. Aqakatheka ngamazinyo sibili ngokuthi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngisize lezinyo lami libuhlungu kodwa ngisize. Ngizafuna ukushipha la izinyo lami ngiphinde ngisole ukudla futhi ngizalidla izinyo lami lankhona.
Udokotela Last Amandisho unombhala ejikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association uthi izifo eziphezulu ababhekana lazo kumsebenzi wabo zigoqela ukubola kwamazinyo, okuyikho kubanga elikhulu ukwedlula okunye, kulandelwa yikopha kwensini lokulimala emlonyeni.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi sikhuve sisebenzisa i-toothbrush le-fluoride toothpaste eqondileyo.
Udokotela Amandisha uthi akumelanga abantu besebenzise okuvungula amazinyo ngoba kungaba yingozi.
That those things damage your gums. Lokhu kuyalimaza ama-gums. Kuphazamise lokulimaza amazinyo.
Uthi udubo lokulimala emlonyeni dental trauma ngolunye abahlangana labo kumsebenzi wabo.
On scale 1 to 10, I think it's
kusilinganiso ekhulwini singathi lolu dubo lukubanga lwe-60%.
Umnumzana Pride Shoniwa okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Polite Africa uthi abantu bengameleli ukuhlaselwa yizifo zamazinyo.
So there are things that people should be doing that they need to practice, and they must be practicing that, like maybe.
Okuqakathekileyo yikuvikela kulokuhlolwa lokwelatshwa ngamadentist.
Udokotela George Danda owelapha ngendlela ye-naturopathy uthi bahlangana nabantu abasebenzisa indlela yendulo abathi ibelapha kakuhle. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezempilakahle lubikwa lusahlola ukuthi baningi kanganani abantu elizweni abahlutshwa-ke yizifo zamazinyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Amapolisa aqhubekela phambili egcwele endaweni eziningi zelizwe, ikakhulu emadolobheni, kulandela ukwethulwa kwempumela yokhetho lukamongameli. I-ZANU-PF ithi amapolisa la ahlose ukuvikela uZulu, kodwa amalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi lokhu kwenzela ukwethusela lokuhlukumeza abantu. Kubika uTabo Kancube.
Ibandla le-ZANU-PF lithi ukugcwala kwamapolisa endaweni eziningi zelizwe akumangalisi. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi umuntu owethuswa lipolisa ngumuntu olecala. Unobhala webandla le-Freedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube uthi lonyaka iZANU-PF ayilathuba lokwenza ekufunayo.
Okuseleyo kwakhathi ezimbonathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi iZANU yenze ekufunayo. Ikakhulu nxa kuyikuthi amazwe la abekhona, inhlanganiso ebezikhona, osadiki lezinye zilusolile ukhetho lolu, kutsho ukuthi ke isiguleka amadolo iZANU.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 uFortune Mlalazi owebandla le-CCC uthe amapolisa ahamba ehlukumeza abantu.
Efaka amapolisa agcwele indawo zonke, ahamba ezitritini ehlukumeza abantu. Khonokho kuvele kujwayelekile ukuthi uhulumeni akwenze, ukuthi asebenzise amapolisa kunye ne-army ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu. Nguhulumende ovele ehlala evika ngamapolisa. Amapolisa apoliticized. Ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla yisona isimo saseZimbabwe. Uhulumende uyakwazi i-specially ZANU-PF ubana abantu bathukuthele emadolobheni, abantu bayafuthelana ngenxa yokutshontshwa kokhetho abakwenzileyo.
Ngumbiko okhutshwe izolo esikhulumeni samapolisa eZimbabwe Republic Police, u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthe kulokuthula elizweni njalo amapolisa khona elungiselele ukuvikela uZulu. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 isikhulumeli sika Mongameli welizwe uMnumzana George Charamba uxwayise abantu ukuthi bengayengeki batshengisele njengoba belungiselele ukumisa lokho. Usole njalo umbiko weSADC ngokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa. Kusenjalo unobhala wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi eZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association uMnumzana Douglas Maia ekhuluma nentatelizindaba eseHarare uthe umsebenzi wenhloli zokhetho ezeSADC ngokuhlola ukhetho kuphela, hatshi ukukhokhela lolu khetho. Wengeze esithi ilizwe leZimbabwe alingeke latshela okokwenza ngumuntu owehluleka ukukhokhela insonto. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, nginguTabo Kancube.
Manje sike sizwe ukuthi bathina abantu ngezokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kweZimbabwe.
Igama lami nguThabani Ngwenya. Impumelelo yokhetho, hayi, kunzima lokhu, siyakubona kuyenziwa, kodwa ke singathi kunzima ngoba hey, asikazidida nathi, kuyasidida nathi ukuthi kathi intando yabantu eyenziwa sekutheni, intando yabantu eyenziwa nini. Ngoba lokhu esikubonayo nathi, hayi, asikwazi. Sesifisa ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni ukhethwa ngendlela abantu abafisa ngayo kumbe abantu abazizwa ngayo bazikhethele uhulumeni wentando yabo. Kodwa lokho esikubonayo lamhlanje hayi kuyadanisa kakhulu. Kuyasidanisa kakhulu, asazi ukuthi lo kwenzayo kumbe uma kwenziwa yiyona izani uqobo. Bayasithanda, bayabathanda abantu beZimbabwe noma bayenzela ayenza nje intando yabo abanandaba ukuthi abantu kweba yini ngoba kambe ngendlela nje abayenza ngayo kutsho khona ukuthi kambe neSADC yanuchitha lolu khetho kwakuthi alwenziwe ngendlela eqonde yaliqhutshwanga ngendlela eraiti. Okusho khona ukuthi iZimbabwe emveni kwalolu khetho oro kuwona la ma-result asekewa-announcile bayokuphuma na bazokuphuma na kuSADC eze-region bazophuma yini ngokuba le nto yabo ayikho. Inzima nje lento abasenzayo kubuhlungu futhi isenza sizithole singazazi ukuthi kathi siqhubeke sinuthemba ukhetho noma size namanye ama-plans amasha angaphandle kokhetho ngokuba ukhetho ngathi akusebenzi lokho, akusebenzi. Asazi nje, asazi, sikhona nje asazi. SinguZulu weZimbabwe esibhekile, hayi kuyasidanisa kakhulu. Ukuthi uma uqeda ukuvota uvotile nawe ubhekile ukuthi nembala kuyona le ndawo, hayi akekho umuntu wonke uhluphekile sefuna utshintsho. Kodwa ubona utshintsho lwakhona lungafiki. Isabani engako okwenza ukuthi yona ifuna ukuhlala kuphela embusweni? Yini engako eyenzile ebantwini? Kanti kungangena omunye uhulumeni abe musha kade bonke ngamaphathi eZimbabwe. Kambe ukhona ongafisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ingabi right? Asazi phela ngoba ayi le nto eyenzakayo lana ayi. Hayi, ngiyabonga msakazi, ngiyabonga.
Yezu lukandaba lokho ngokunye kwangikhona ke okhulunywa ngabantu kuStudio 7 sesibone kuFacebook page yethu yeVOA Ndebele ukuthi silani khonapha-ke. Siyabona ke ukuthi abantu baphostela sibili okuningi kulo senhlanhla Mathemba uthi kuzima kweleZimbabwe asikwazi ukuthi siyaphephelaphi. Kuzobuya-ke umakei Masuku la uthi yebantu sithole nzima asikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani elizweni lakweleZimbabwe singazani-ke sabhekwa impisi. Kuzobuya-ke uSandra Moyo uthi yamadoda lapha-ke siphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo kwethu okukhulu akula mkhosi. Kuzobuya-ke omunye laye uthi-ke ngu-Lawrence Nyoni uthi i-defense yamuzwa kakhulu. Ye, singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sibe kwazi ukuthi ku-live talk lamhlanje-ke sixoxa ngezokhetho ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kuyakwenziwani. Ye, singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu kodwa-ke sikhangele bezikhokhela. Kuyaxokozela kweleZimbabwe kulandela impumela yokhetho echothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Kuzokutama amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana selobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano omkhulu kukhulunywe ngokhetho lwakweleZimbabwe. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu Oliver Lesange njabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.